Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Patience. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Joanne Black being back on the show. Joanne is a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling, and she and I are absolutely kindred spirits when it comes to believing that cold calling is dead and that there's never been a better time to get referrals. She's written a book on all these topics. Pick Up the Damn Phone, that's her last book, and then No More Cold Calling just before that one. She's our good friend. We couldn't do without her. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. 11 years, really.
I know. It's been a great 11 years. Thank you for all the things that you've taught us about how to go out and get more business. You believe, and I agree with you, that, of course, referrals have always been golden. I've made my living really all my life. My gravy, even when I was prospecting really, really hard in a business that needed where I had to prospect a lot, the gravy that I got came from referrals. Today, your meat and potatoes are coming from referrals, aren't they, if you're smart?
They are, if you're, well, but you said it on that last phrase, if you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I've seen, Jim, is that there's even more power of referrals now because what I call digital dependence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that everybody is typing away, and believe me, I do a lot of typing away. So mm-hmm. I'm very active on social. I reach out to people, I make connections, but because of that digital dependence of so many people who don't think they really have to talk to others, is that those of us who get in with a referral, which means we have an introduction, we get the meeting. And the power of that, as you know, is nobody else can get in because we're in there having conversations, we build the relationships. We're collaborating with a client, and we have the business. I mean, more than 70% of the time.
That's right. That's right. It's golden. It's not cliche at all to say referrals are golden, is it?
Not at all. And one of the things that is my proof point for why referrals are even more important, Tim, is that for years, people told me when they got an introduction to the person they wanted to meet, when I said to them, what percent of the time does that prospect become a client? I mean, that number was 50% for years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did polls, when I was speaking, when I was working with clients, 50%, the vast majority. And about 4 years ago, I was speaking to a group of about 100 people, and I asked the question, when you've been introduced to the person you want to meet, what percent of the time does that person become a client? And nobody said 30%. Maybe a handful said 50%. When I said 70%, Jim, I mean, I was speaking and the whole room stood up.
Yep.
And that number has held steady the last four years.
Joanne, I think the essence of what that response, that research that you did, is what I talk when I talk about trust. Trust was present when proto markets were born. When the first person said, "Let's do business instead of fighting," trust was there. Otherwise, none of that would have happened. So it was essential 10,000 years ago. In the 21st century. Trust is even more important because we have less time to evaluate things and to make decisions. And when we finally have to choose a person to do business with, having had a referral elevates that level of trust. It helps us make a decision instead of evaluating seven people like we would have done 30 years ago, we now can evaluate two people, maybe just one.
Well, exactly. And
trust.
Yeah.
It, what you said, is trust is does that, because trust is the best practice, isn't it?
Well, it is, and nobody's going to do business with us unless they trust us. I mean, that's bottom line. We all know that. And
hopefully the referral sounds like this. Hey, John, you need to call Joanne. You can trust her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And beyond that, there needs to be a business reason for the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you need to talk to Joanne because she's a nice person.
Right.
You need to talk to Joanne because she's going to address the issues you have.
Right.
Which are, you don't have enough qualified leads, your salespeople aren't getting meetings at the right level.
Right.
Those are the two main ones I've heard.
And these are the things
years.
That we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to get Joanne to school us on that and help us get smarter, which she always does. 22, right back with Joanne Black. No more coldcalling.com, is that right, Joanne?
Oh, that's it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.